Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and my, we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Always a great, great service, right in the middle of the week, right when we need another shot in the arm, and it's always great to gather with the people of God, sing the songs of God, spend some time in prayer together, and then study the Word of God. It's just a great, great service on Wednesday nights. We get underway at 6:30 with our children's clubs and our service. Our Spanish church meets at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, and we invite you out for that. And, of course, if you have a church home, you be in your place tonight, and you go expecting to receive from the Lord and go to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, we talked yesterday, a little bit, I'm looking to see here. I think we talked about John 3:16 yesterday and how we can know we have eternal life. Monday, I talked to you about the conversion of the lame man. Today, continuing our salvation theme throughout this week. And today, I want to talk to you a little bit about four reasons people are lost. It comes from Luke chapter 15. And if you're familiar with Luke 15, there's some say three parables, but there's at least three different scenarios here that the Lord gives. The first one is found here, where Jesus said in verse 3, He spake unto this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And I say unto you that likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons that which need no repentance. So, it goes on to talk then about not just the one lost sheep, but a lost coin, and then eventually a lost son. And, you know, someone said there's two kinds of people in the world, those who have things happen to them and those who make things happen. Someone else said, no, there's two kinds of people in the world, those who know what's going on and those who wonder what's going on. But biblically speaking, there's only two kinds of people in the world, saved and lost. Saved is a Bible word, and the opposite of saved is lost. Now, people who are lost, that means no purpose, no direction, uncertain about their future. But a saved person, how do you get saved? Well, the Bible says, and it answers that question in Acts 16, a jailer confronted the Apostle Paul and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And you know what he was told? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And so he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We spoke about John 3:16, that whosoever believeth in him or on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christ is the Savior. And unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. If God sent a Savior, then somebody had to be saved, needed to be saved. And that's you and me, my friend. And so everyone, the song that people know, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. In other words, if you're without Jesus Christ, you're lost. If you do not have the salvation from the Word of God, you're lost. If you do not have eternal life, you're lost. You can be religious, but be lost. You can be a Sunday school teacher, but be lost. You can be a minister, but be lost. You can have a nice car, but be lost. You can have a good position at work, but be lost. You can live in a nice house, but be lost. You can be considered a nice person, but still be lost. Jesus came, the good news, Jesus came to save the lost. Luke 15 tells us why people are lost. Let me help you today. The first reason people are lost is ignorance. Ignorance, that's the sheep. Sheep are not the most intelligent animals. They're lost because they don't know any better. And many people are like that. They just don't know. Years and years ago, I met a young boy who wasn't far from a Bible college, 7, 8 years old, and asked him if he knew what sin was. No. Had you ever heard of Adam and Eve? No. I mean, just ignorant. Just no idea of what the Bible says. Like that eunuch in Acts chapter 8 who's in the when Philip caught up to him and he said, "What are you reading?" He said, "I'm reading Isaiah." And Philip said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I except some man guide me?" Who's this guy speaking about in Isaiah 53? He had no idea. And there are people who, you're maybe listening to me today, and you would get saved, but you don't know how. You are just ignorant of how to have eternal life. You're ignorant of how to know for sure you're going to heaven. Well, you won't be ignorant after today. And you won't be ignorant if you listen to the broadcast on a regular basis. So some are just lost because of ignorance. They just don't know. But others are lost because of carelessness. We move to the next part of the parable where the woman has 10 coins and she loses one. Not on purpose. She was just careless about it. And you know, sadly, people are careless about their eternity. People are careless about their soul. They may know they're lost. They may know that Jesus is a Savior. They may know they need to be saved. Just not now. Sometime, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to accept Christ. But they get busy here, busy there. Weeks go by into months, and months go by into years, and years go by into decades, and they're lost. Much like when Paul witnessed to Felix, and the Bible says Felix trembled. I believe trembling with conviction. And he said, "Paul, I'll call you again at a more convenient time." But as far as we know from the scriptures, and even from Jewish history, it never came. That more convenient time never showed up. Oh, my friend, let me urge you. Let me help you. Don't go through life and be careless about spiritual matters. Don't go through life and be careless about your soul. Don't go through life and be careless about eternity. What will it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What can you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, don't be careless about it, my friend. Now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Don't be careless with that. Men are lost because they're ignorant. Some just don't know. Others are lost because they're careless. They know, but they're putting it off. But some are lost because they're rebellious. Well, that's the prodigal son. Give me what's mine. Man had two sons, and the younger son said, "Give me my inheritance. I'm leaving." Here's a son who knew what was right. He knew what he ought to do and knew what he should do, and he didn't want to do it. And there are people who out there, listen to me, you know how to be saved. You know how to have eternal life, and you just say, "No, I don't want that. I enjoy my sin. I want to do what I want, what I think, what I feel. I want to do my own thing. I want to go my own way." He rebelled. And you're rebelling against God. He went out, this prodigal did, and he wasted. That's what the word prodigal means. He wasted his substance on riotous living. Cars, trucks, toys, computers, iPhones, Xboxes, whatever it is in the fad. The pleasures of sin. The Bible says there are pleasures in sin for a season. In other words, it always runs out. And he ends up in the hog pen with the pigs. And he starts to thinking, "I had it better at home. I'd better off back with my father." And he runs home. And dad's waiting for him. He lays down his rebellion. He lays down his rebellion and comes on home. Can I urge you today, lay down your rebellion against God. Lay down your rebellion against Jesus Christ. He's waiting. He's waiting. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. Why don't you let him come in? Time after time, he has waited before. And now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Why don't you let him come in? Put down the rebellion. Come to Christ. Don't rebel against the Word of God. God is true. The Word of God is true. You won't fight against God and win, my friend. Well, some are lost because of ignorance. Some are lost because of carelessness. Some are lost because of rebelliousness. But some are lost because of self-righteousness. This is the elder brother in the story of the prodigal son. He wasn't happy when the younger brother came home. He heard the party, heard the joy, heard the singing, and he says, I'm not going in there. And there's something wrong. Listen, there's something wrong with you if you don't rejoice when someone comes to Jesus. There's something wrong with you if you don't rejoice when the lost sheep is found or the lost coin is found or the lost son has come home. Oh, we get excited when there's a raise in pay. We get excited when the income tax return comes back. We get excited when the Buckeyes win. But do you get just excited when a lost one is saved? When someone without Christ comes to Christ? When one who's bound for hell is now bound for heaven? Oh, my friend, if you're not rejoicing at that, if you're not happy about that, if you're not glad about that, you might be self-righteous, but lost. Oh, my friend, don't be a self-righteous hypocrite. Rejoice. In every case, when the lost was found, Jesus said there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents, moreover than 99 righteous that need no repentance. Can I help you today? If you're listening to the sound of my voice, can I help you? The Bible says you can know your sins are forgiven. You can know you have eternal life. You have to acknowledge that we're all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You have to know that you've sinned against a holy God. You have to know there's a price to pay for those sins. But the good news is, Jesus Christ paid the price for us. You see, that price would be death, and that death would be in hell, a place of fire, a place of torment, to pay for those sins against a holy God. But Jesus took our place. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus paid it all. He paid the price for sin. He died in our place. Jesus took our place. He died for us. Now the payment's been made. And now God says, I'll give to you the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Receive Christ. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, you're no longer ignorant. Don't be careless about it. Don't be rebellious. Don't be self-righteous. Come to Christ. Call upon him. Believe in him from your heart. And you will no longer be lost. You can be saved. And you will be saved if you'll put your faith and trust in Jesus alone as your Savior. If you call upon him today and you ask him to be your Savior, we'd love to hear about it. Give us a shout out on the phone or give us an email. Let us know that you've received Christ your Savior. We'll get you some information that'll help you to live for the Lord, and I pray that those who are saved, this may help you to be a good witness to those who are lost around you. Let's get the gospel to people. Let's tell somebody about Jesus today. All right? Well, let's have a great Wednesday. I'll look forward to seeing some of you in our service this evening. We look forward to that midweek service. Remember, the Spanish church starts at 7. We start here at 6:30, and then we'll come back to the broadcast tomorrow where I want to talk to you about no need to doubt. That'll be tomorrow when we get to the broadcast. All right? Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.